somewhere and plug them in again. Brother Jordan Ingalls. And I appreciate the young people. There's, I think, 15 of them out at the campground right now. Oh, that's awesome. Thank the Lord. And trust that they're getting something powerful. Indeed they are. Oh, my goodness. The prayer last night and to see all of our young people reaching out to the Lord, that was incredible. Praise God. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 67. I want to share with you for a brief while here this morning. John 6 and verse 67. Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" Then Simon Peter answered, and leave it to Simon Peter. He's the one who's going to answer. "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." What a tremendous statement of Simon Peter. Sometimes he just blurts it out. Sometimes he just says whatever he's thinking and his opinions. But this time, I think he spoke a mouthful. Amen. Truth. But I want to go to the question that Jesus asked at the beginning here in verse 67. "Will you also go away?" Go away. Say that with me. Go away. Amen. You may be seated. There are some things in our experience that we just wish would go away. Amen. There are pains and aches and situations that come because of a misstep, and we wish that swelling would go away. We wish that pain would go away. Amen. And we keep praying, and God will provide the answer. But what beautiful weather we enjoyed in the week. And we wake up this morning to rain. And if it continues, and it's camp time, I guess that's just about what you can be assured of. It's going to rain. But you provide the next phrase for this little song. Rain, rain. Yeah, we'll probably be singing that in the next little while. Pests and problems, bugs and bad days, we wish they'd just go away. Some things we don't miss until they do go away. Our health. Our ability to do some things. I commented to somebody the other day, you know what, I can't do the things I used to do when I was 25. Not a whole lot of wisdom it takes to realize that, but oh my, the changes that are there. Our loved ones that either go away as death takes them or they move to another location, we miss them. The opportunities that we have to witness or to work for God, sometimes we let those slip away and we look back and say, oh, I wish I'd said something. I wish I'd invited them. I wish I'd, you know, all of those things. We see them go away, and we miss that opportunity. But to take a journey is to go away. And sometimes the journey, walking with God, becomes a pretty difficult situation. Elijah had tremendous victories occur as a result of his prayer life. The Bible in James chapter 5 recognizes him as a man of prayer. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availing much. That's attributed to the life of Elijah. Elijah did pray, and God answered by fire. Elijah prayed again, and God ended a 3.5-year drought with a great rain. Elijah was a man of prayer, and you would think anything that he faced, anything that he tackled, any circumstance that came his way, he would handle it with prayer. Amen. But Jezebel comes along. Oh, me. Threats on his life. And already proven what she could do by slaughtering many of the people of God. And so we find Elijah under the juniper tree. And he wasn't just seeking its shade. He wasn't just taking a brief rest. He was under a load of depression. Not just under the tree, but under a load of depression. Feeling very isolated. Sensing in himself, God had not forsaken him. The God who answered, the God who provided, is still there, still providing. But he was feeling no divine insulation. All he was feeling was a great deal of isolation. He was having a hard time. But 1 Kings 19 and 7 shows the provision of God. The angel of the Lord came. Not just the first time, but the Bible here says he came the second time and touched him. And said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. God knows when the journey gets too hard for us. God knows when it gets to be too big of a load. When there's just too much that we're facing. When there's so much that we're up against. I'm thankful that he's able to come. His angels minister. We're not even aware of it. We're not even aware of the supernatural provisions that God provides for us. But how he helps us to get up one more time. To get up and go again. Praise God. And to face the things that we're up against. And his provision is there to minister to us. Thank God that we can put our trust in him. Distressed and depressed, God comes with supernatural help and natural rest and ministers to us. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Thank God that he provides and ministers to us in that way. And so the Lord provided for Elijah. The wind blew, the earth shook, fire burned. But God was not in any of those displays. But it was a still small voice that God spoke to his servant Elijah. Thank God that the Lord can minister in a wind that is so strong it tears rocks off of the mountains. He can shake things up. The Bible says we have a kingdom which cannot be shaken. Thank God that the Lord will let things be shaken so that he can demonstrate there is a kingdom that I have. There is a kingdom that I'm the king of. There is a kingdom you can be a part of that is not going to be shaken. It's not going to be moved. Praise God. And we need to make sure that's where we are and that's where we belong. Amen. And sometimes there can be a fire that burns things up. Those three young men that were thrown into the fiery furnace, they had not even the smell of smoke on them. Amen. God bless them. That can have a lot of significance today, Pastor John. Amen. About the change that people is to bring in their lives. Not even the smell of smoke. The only thing that burned up was their bonds. They threw them bound into the furnace. The king later on came and said, I see them walking and loose. Praise God. Sometimes God sends a fire to set you free of some things. Amen. Thank the Lord. But that still small voice that Elijah heard helped him to stay the course, to keep on walking with the Lord, to follow the directions of God, to go and anoint this king, anoint that king, anoint Elisha as your protege. Praise God. He kept on going until finally there was the chariots and the horses of fire that took him up into the heavenly realm. Oh, I love the picture that's there, that we keep on going. There is going to be the sounding of the trumpet. There is going to be the voice of the archangel. There is going to be the shout, praise God. And we are going to be taken up to the Lord. But stay on the journey. Partake of his provision. Stay in his presence. Follow his directions. Praise God. Can you imagine the pilot coming on with the announcement, folks, this is a flight deck. Got good news and bad news. The bad news is we're lost. The good news is we're making good time. Oh, my goodness. In today's age of digital technology, that would never happen. Oh, I hope it would never happen. I hope. Amen. But oh, thank God, we're not lost. Amen. We've found Him. He's found us. Praise God. We're not lost. We're on our way to a heavenly home. Praise God. And we're making good time. Praise God. The power of the Lord will strengthen us, and we soon will fly away. Hallelujah. Amen. Our journey with Jesus is such an incredible thing. The disciples heard that call, follow me. They dropped their nets. Amen. They dropped their net worth in the case of Matthew. And they dropped their preconceived notions in the case of Nathaniel. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh, yes, he discovered there's incredible things that have come in the face of Jesus Christ. They walked with the Lord. They saw sights they'd never seen before. They heard truths that they'd never heard before. All the experiences of God, they recognized, wow, this is amazing. A miraculous journey. They were taught the value of truth over tradition. They learned about abiding in John 15 and 7. Jesus said, if you abide in me, and that's the way we've got to continue, abiding in the Lord, continuing on in him, not in and out, up and down, roundabout. No, abide in me, he said. Stay there. Keep going. Don't stop. Praise God. Abide in me. And my words abide in you. It's got to be both. We stay with the Lord. His word stays with us. And we keep on going. Praise God. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's the word of the Lord. That's the power that he desires to bring forth. The miracles that he desires to display. The blind see. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. Praise God. He said, go and tell John. That's what you know is happening. Thank the Lord that he helps us on our journey. Now in John chapter 6, the miracles and the teaching of that chapter, the banquet that they had from 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, 5,000 being fed, 12 baskets of leftovers. Oh, incredible. The Lord does above and beyond. Abundance that is so great. The disciples get into a boat. It gets dark. A great wind comes up. And they see Jesus walking on the sea. And they're fearful. But Jesus says, it is I. Be not afraid. Praise God. Then he gets aboard their boat. And they arrive at their destination. Oh, thank God. The Lord is able to help us in the time of storm. The Lord is able to help us in a time of fear. The Lord is able to bring us to that place that he wants us to go. Amen. The destination is where he will bring us. And thank God that we can put our trust in him. Then he began to teach, I am the bread of life. He reminded them of Moses and the manna. But he declared, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. The Jews began to murmur among themselves, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph? What is he saying he came down from heaven? What is he talking about? There's all of this situation and so on. And he told them about eating my flesh, drinking my blood. They didn't understand what he was referring to and how that there would be the participation that they would have of his spirit, how they would be partakers of the divine nature and all of the blessings that would come forth from it and so on. They said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. And that's when Jesus said to his disciples, will you also go away? Peter's answer is a gem. Oh, it's a powerful truth. Where are we going to go? Who are we going to go to? What are we going to find? What are we going to seek? You have the words of eternal life. Praise God. Amen. Peter was one that could put forth a lot of words. He was one that could say a lot of things. And generally, he just went ahead and opened his mouth. Sometimes he had to insert sandal and eat a little bit of shoe leather. But he had a lot of words. He recognized, however, the words of eternal life came from Jesus. We believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that there's a from and a to when we come to salvation. Acts 26 and 18, the Apostle Paul said that there's anointing on me, there's direction that God has given me, there's a ministry that He's given to me to turn them from darkness to light. Amen. Thank God that we are not content to live in darkness, but He has delivered us from darkness into His marvelous light. From the power of Satan unto God. The power of God is what delivers us. The power of God is what strengthens us. The power of God is what ministers to us. Amen. The power of Satan is overthrown. He has no ability to hold us. He has no ability to capture us. He has no ability to keep us prisoner. But the power of God comes in our midst and says, I will bring deliverance. I will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Thank God, there's that provision that the Lord has provided. Colossians 1 and 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom. Praise God. Oh, don't make any mistake. Satan has power. Darkness has power. Yes, it does. But oh, I'm thankful for a greater power that comes and ministers freedom and deliverance and strength. Praise God. Amen. When you see Brother Lamas walking on the campground as he shows up here towards the end of the month, you remember that he is a man who stood in the back of a church down in Texas, and the pews were heavy, and moreover, the pews were bolted to the concrete floor. But Brother Lamas grabbed a hold of the back of that pew and lifted the pew right out of the ground, right out of the floor, bolts and all. The devil had a hold of him. But oh, thank God, he walked out of that service delivered by the name of Jesus. He walked out of that service delivered from the power of Satan, delivered from the power of darkness, because there's a greater power, a power in the blood, Brother Eichert, that brings deliverance, a power in the name of Jesus, a power in the Spirit of God that will make you free, a power in the truth of God's Word. Hallelujah. And we'll make the devil go away. Go away. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can tell him that. Go away in the name of Jesus. Go away. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Go away. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Praise God. But Peter is right. Where are we going to go? If we leave you, we're leaving truth. If we leave you, we're leaving power. If we leave you, we're leaving miracles. Just like there's a from to in salvation, there's a from to in damnation. Oh, God, help us to have the right from to. Praise God. We're going to leave you, the one who has the words of eternal life, and go to the words of man, empty religion, empty philosophy? No, no. You have the words of eternal life. Praise God. Going to leave you, the Son of the living God, that Christ that had been prophesied in the Word of God, and we're going to go and walk in the weak and beggarly elements of this world? No, no. We believe and are sure. Praise God. But some did wander away because the teaching of Jesus was too hard. I thought about Brother Parrish sharing in the men's retreat that we had the end of March, how that there were some, as he was preaching and pastoring there in Fairbanks so many years, that there were some who left because his teaching was too hard. And he continues preaching, continues pastoring, preaching the same stuff, preaching the same things, and then some leave because he wasn't hard enough. Jesus experienced that too. Some left because his teaching was too hard. But the Pharisee invited Jesus to his home. And a woman came with an alabaster box. And she began to wash his feet with her tears. She dried his feet with her hair. She anointed his feet with the contents of that alabaster box. And the Pharisee sat there and criticized him. If he was a prophet, he would know who and what manner of woman she is She is a sinner. He's not hard enough. Jesus turned to her and said, "Your sins are forgiven." Oh, I'm glad we serve a forgiving God. I'm glad we call upon one who forgives. That lesson was tremendous, Brother Eichert, on Joseph and his forgiveness. God, help us to recognize there's got to be a forgiving heart within us as well. Amen. Walking with the Lord, knowing His power, being blessed by His presence. Amen. Thank God for His goodness. Oh, Peter responded with a tremendous statement. That's right. But remember, they also fled. Peter said, "I'll die with you." He wasn't the only one that said that. They all said that. You read the scripture, they all agreed. "We're going to die with you, Lord." But then they all fled at His arrest. Jesus knows what it is to have people go away. The threat of death is a strong motivator for those disciples. The writer to the Hebrews says, "Consider Him who endured such contradiction of sinners." Hebrews 12:4, He said, "You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin." You haven't paid the ultimate price. You consider the one who has. You consider the one who did. And you come with that same commitment and that same desire. Praise God. It's amazing to read why people would leave or have an attitude against the church or against the pastor. Pastor John, I read the book Prayed On or Prayed For. And the man's from a Methodist church. And I was amazed that he would give instances of people who were against the pastor or against the church. The organist would pick up a magazine and begin to read whenever the pastor got up to preach. One lady sat on the very front row. She wanted to be obvious. She didn't want to be missed. When the pastor got up to preach, she put her fingers in her ears and sat there the whole time. I thought, my goodness, it's not just Pentecostals that have these crazy things going on. All these other people, too, that have these goofy attitudes of people. The music's too loud. The music's too fast. The music's too slow. The nut behind the speaker is loose. All of these different complaints and ideas. My child didn't get to sing. My child wasn't in the play. To this, to that. God, help us to look to Jesus and understand He hung on the cross for a dying world. And we've got to take the message before the Lord and continue on with the journey. Praise God. Make those stupid attitudes go away. Make that foolishness go away. And continue to look upon the things that are important. And understand, I've got to reach out to those who are dying and lost. I've got to do the work of the Lord. Jesus knows what it is to be alone. He stood alone in Pilate's judgment hall. He stood alone in Herod's palace. Oh yeah. Why hast thou forsaken me? He knows what it feels like. And He's able to lift you up when you're feeling that way as well. He's able to come to you and minister to you. Praise God. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Jacob heard that promise. Joshua heard that promise. Solomon heard that promise. Thank God you and I can rest in that promise as well. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jesus said, "I must go away." Yeah. Wait a minute. You just told us you're going to never leave us nor forsake us. It's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go away, I will send the Comforter. Praise God. Praise God. So it's advantageous for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter won't come. But if I do go away, the Comforter, the Spirit, will come. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful that he has provided for us the promise. John 14 and 26, John 15 and 26, John 16 and 7. Three times he makes the promise of a comforter. Thank God that he has provided the means for us to understand his presence is going to be with you. His presence is for everyone. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Thank God there's a prepared place for a people that's preparing themselves. They're not haphazard. They're not just throwing things away. They're not just wandering any direction. They're preparing their hearts because there's a prepared place that the Lord has promised. Thank God if we can hold on to that promise. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're striving for. That's why we leave this book and walk by its principles. That's why we don't throw away what the elders have given to us with their lifeblood. Thank God that we can hold on to truth. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And the day came, and he was going to go away. And he reminded them again and again of the promise. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. For I send the promise of the Father unto you. You shall receive power after that. The Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. And finally, he began to ascend, and the clouds received him out of their sight. And they stood there gazing for one last glimpse until finally their attention was drawn to two men in shining garments, angelic beings. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? That's a good question. Don't stand there just looking around. Amen. You got to receive power. Don't stand there just thinking about it. There's a world you got to witness to. Praise God. This same Jesus, which was taken from you today, shall so come in like manner, even as you've seen him go. Hallelujah. He's coming back. Our journey will be complete. We're going to go away. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like old Brother Treese used to say, Satan, kiss my foot. Praise God. As he's ascending. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not going to turn around and wave goodbye. I'm not going to focus any attention on this back here. I want my eyes to be on the one who's calling me home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one who is saying, come up higher. Praise God. The one who's saying, come and inhabit the place that I have for you. I've prepared for you. You've been preparing your heart. You've been walking with me. You've stayed with it. And now I want you to come away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand with me today? Praise God. Go ye into all the world, Jesus said. Praise God. And thank the Lord. That's the message that we're obeying today. Be ready for his return. Because he is coming back for his people. Praise God. I want to go away with him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And go away into that place. Streets of gold. Walls of jasper. Gates of pearl. Crystal sea. And one sitting on the throne. That's who we're going to exalt forever. That's who we're going to lift up. That's who we're going to praise. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can know his goodness. Thank God that we can lift up his name. Will you also go away? Nope. No chance. Not going to happen. I'm staying with you, Lord. You have the words of eternal life. You have the words that encourage me. You've sent the Comforter. Your name is powerful to deliver and remit every sin. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going away. I'm staying with you, Lord. We believe and are sure. Thank God that we can nail it down. We believe and are sure. Praise God. That what you're feeling in your heart, would you come now? Praise God. Would you come and stand in the presence of the Lord as we make that dedication to Him again? I'm not going anywhere, Lord. I'm staying right here with you. I'm only going when you give me direction. Hallelujah. I'm only going when the trumpet sounds. Praise God. And I rise to be in your presence forever. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Let's love Him. Let's thank Him. He called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He delivered us from the power of darkness. He delivered us from the power of Satan. He brought us into a powerful kingdom and experience in His Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah.